Chapter 1, What is Lean? Actually, I'm already going to go off script. The original title for this chapter was, What the Hell is Lean? Because that was the look that most people gave me whenever I said, do you know what lean manufacturing is? Most people don't have a clue. As a matter of fact, when I sent this manuscript to a best-selling author, and you would know his name if I said it, he typed back the simple message, What the hell is lean? So it's appropriate. I probably should have called it that, but we're going to settle on what is lean. 10 years ago, I began my lean journey. I had never heard the word before, but what happened was nothing short of astounding. My wife and I had started our company, FastCap, in our garage in 1997. FastCap is a product development company that specializes in producing innovative tools and hardware for cabinet makers and builders. Why woodworking products? Because I'm a passionate craftsman who lives and breathes for the opportunity to massage a piece of Honduras mahogany. Our first product, the FastCap, was a peel and stick cap to cover screw holes inside of cabinets. Our second product was a laser positioning tool called the Laser Jam. I had invented these products when I was a cabinet maker. I figured out a way to manufacture and sell them into a market that I was an expert in. As a side note, my next book will be called How to Invent and Sell Your Genius. We went to the bank to apply for our first line of credit. It was $250,000, which was a lot of money to us. The bank's lending department had approved the loan. But since most small businesses fail, the president was more cautious. He wanted to personally visit FastCap to make sure things felt right. So he came by for a tour. As he walked through our facility, he noticed that things were highly organized and we had a disciplined culture and things ran very smoothly. After the tour, he said to me, Paul, I'd loan you any amount of money you want. I have never been to a business so well run and organized. You really look like you know what you're doing. Being the proud business owner, that was just about the highest compliment I could hope for. My wife and I had worked very hard at growing our business and had just won Business Startup of the Year in Whatcom County. Needless to say, the bank president's impression confirmed our feelings that we were doing extremely well. We were turning a good profit. Our business was growing and our company had a young, hip, fast-paced culture. Everything looked and felt right. What could possibly be wrong with a profitable business that inspired such confidence from the local bank president? This raises the question, could a company with so much success have significant problems to address? We were having inventory problems, specifically with managing our incoming raw materials. I hired a manufacturing consultant to see if he could suggest a software program to manage our inventory more efficiently. After touring our entire facility, I asked him, So Tracy, what do you think? Can you help me out? His reluctance was unnerving. He said, Well, I don't know. I said, Well, what do you think my problem is? He paused, looked around the shop floor, and said, Do you want to know the truth? I said, Of course. He said, You don't know what you're doing, and you don't know how to manufacture. Ouch. A week earlier, the bank president told me it was the best company he'd ever seen. And now this guy was telling me I didn't know what I was doing and that I essentially was in a free fall? To understand how hard these words hit me, you should know my background. Everything I had attempted in life up to that point, I had not only achieved, but excelled at. I earned the rank of Eagle Scout at 14 years old. And at 16 years old, I built my first musical instrument in high school shop and impressed guitar maker Bob Taylor so much that he hired me to work for Taylor Guitars. I was lucky enough to be a part of building the first 2,000 guitars that came out of that factory. After graduating from college with a background in manufacturing, I went on to become an industrial arts teacher and then was hired to manage a 100-unit condo development. It was a very complex construction project and intimately tied to the manufacturing process. Also, I had been one of the lead builders for the home of the editor of Architectural Digest magazine in Bel Air, California, and restored many of the most beautiful historical homes in Pasadena, all in my early 20s. Not only was I certain that I understood the principles of manufacturing, I had a rich background in manufacturing to prove it, and an impressive list of accomplishments. And now this guy who I was paying to help me improve my business was telling me I didn't know what I was doing. Nevertheless, I humbled myself. Okay, Tracy, what do I need to do? He said, you need to learn something called TPS, the Toyota Production System, also called Lean Manufacturing. I said, what is lean? I was about to find out. Well, that's it for chapter one, and now the one thing. I distilled chapter one down to one simple concept. Your pride will blind you to what you most need to learn. Remember, I was an expert at manufacturing, and if I would have allowed my pride to get in the way, I would have never learned the magic of lean thinking. So a couple things I want you to think about after we finish chapter one is identify the one thing you're really good at. Perhaps that might be the one thing that you need to apply lean principles and concepts most to. A couple videos you might want to watch. What is Lean is a good video that I did on explaining the general concepts of lean. You can find that in the Lean Library. Also, Lean in Government is very interesting as well. Another one to watch is Paul Akers receives Seattle Magazine 2011 Executive of the Year. This is a great video because in a brief speech I give at the awards ceremony, I talk about how powerful the concept is of 2-second lean.